From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. There's been a shakeup in leadership at Sacramento City Hall. Earlier this month, the city council appointed a new interim city manager, Lainey Milstein, to oversee thousands of city employees and manage Sacramento's day-to-day tasks. The move comes after the resignation of the former city manager, Howard Chan, who stepped down after the city council voted to not renew his contract at the end of last year. Chan drew criticism in part due to his high salary, roughly $400,000 a year, not including benefits, which put him among the highest paid in the state. But last week, just hours after the council approved the interim's new contract, Chan announced a new role as special advisor to the city manager of Sacramento, with a salary that is pretty similar. Joining us now to explain these changes are CAP Radio reporters Tony Rodriguez and Gerardo Zavala. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us, Vicky.
So it's been a whirlwind at City Hall over the last few weeks. Let's just start with a quick recap of how we got here today.
Well, a lot has happened in the span of a few weeks. City Manager Howard Chan has held his position since 2017. In December, he resigned after the Sacramento City Council rejected a new contract that would keep him around for another year. And this came after years of public criticism from residents and some council members over his high salary, handling of issues of homelessness, and executive pay raises. As city manager, Chan was one of the highest paid in the state, with a total pay of about $600,000, including benefits. That same city council meeting also included allegations of an attempted bribe. Mayoral candidate Dr. Flojan Kofer said she was approached with a bribe for extending Chan's contract during her campaign, but added that this was not something she thought Chan was aware of. Earlier this month, as a search begins for a new city manager, the council appointed Lainey Milstein as the interim. Milstein has served as the assistant city manager since 2017, but hours after that announcement, Howard Chan posted on LinkedIn that he was back and now holds the position of assistant city manager.
Yeah, so this all happened just before a holiday break and just weeks into the new year. So we're going to dive into those bribery allegations in just a minute, but there's just a lot to unpack. So Tony, earlier this month, Howard Chan, as you just said, he rejoined the city. How was this possible? Because he resigned at the end of December.
Yeah, essentially because Chan was able to resign, he could transition into a new role because his original city manager contract had a provision that let him step into a different role after leaving the top job. As assistant city manager, he's earning $340,000 a year compared to his base salary of $400,000 when he was city manager, which is the top of the pay range for that classification. It's still unclear what exactly Chan will do in his role as assistant city manager, but we're continuing to look into this more and understand his responsibilities better in this position.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this just happened like a week or so ago. So the city has named Lainey Milstein as the interim city manager. Tell us about her.
Yeah, Lainey Milstein has been with the city of Sacramento for a while now. She started back in 2008 and has been the assistant city manager since 2017. So she's pretty familiar with how the city operates. Now, as the interim city manager, she'll be responsible for managing over 5,000 city employees and overseeing Sacramento's $1.6 billion annual budget. She will also help the city council with their search for a permanent city manager, which they expect to take up to at least 6 months. So for now, she's keeping things running while they figure out what's next.
Okay. And her appointment is because of the city council. They have to vote on it. They don't always vote the same. So Gerardo, how did the city council vote?
So it wasn't unanimous. The council voted 7-1 with one abstention from Councilmember Roger Dickinson. Councilmember Mai Vang was the only one to vote against it. Vang said she was concerned that the community was not involved in the process, and Dickinson argued that a different path would be superior. However, he didn't elaborate on what path the city should take.
Okay, so the council voted 7-1, one abstention with Councilmember Dickinson. Councilmember Vang voted against it. One of the main criticisms against Chan was his high pay. He was making $400,000 a year in a base salary, nearly $600,000 when you include benefits. So how much is Milstein going to be paid?
So Milstein will earn an annual base salary of $352,000, although it's unclear how long she will serve in the role. This is slightly higher than Chan's new role as assistant city manager, which he's receiving $340,000 in annual salary. Her contract states that at the end of her appointment as interim city manager, she'll return to her previous position as assistant city manager at the same salary she was earning at the time she was appointed as the interim city manager. That means the city will continue to pay the approved salary on top of whatever they pay the new city manager once elected, and now assistant city manager Howard Chan.
Okay, so the assistant city manager, which is Howard Chan, who is the former city manager, is making a similar salary to the now interim city manager, who was the assistant city manager. It gets kind of confusing.
Definitely
but,
does.
But they are making comparable salaries as it stands today. So how much was interim city manager Milstein? How much was she making as a deputy manager?
So last year, her base salary was roughly $327,000. And that means she received a 7.5% pay increase as interim city manager. Her total compensation for 2024 was around $372,000.
All right. Well, let's talk about raises, because Chan had a salary trajectory in the 8 years he was city manager that has been criticized by some people in the community. So how does Howard Chan's salary trajectory compare to other city managers across the state?
Yeah, well, Howard Chan started as Sacramento's city manager in 2017 with a base salary of $262,000. And over that time, he received 6 raises in 7 years, which eventually brought his salary up to $400,000 by 2024. That's an increase of nearly $140,000, which is a 50% pay increase. This pattern of regular raises is what led to the public scrutiny over how much he was being paid. And it made Chan the second highest paid city manager in California in 2023, which was considered unusually high compared to others managing a city the size of Sacramento. Mm.
Did city officials explain Milstein's salary, just given the previous criticisms around Howard Chan's?
So no one directly addressed Milstein's pay, but Councilmember Katie Maple and Mayor Kevin McCarty both supported the decision by pointing out Milstein's qualifications. Maple noted that Milstein has a background in finance and argued that she would play a huge role in addressing the city's impending budget deficit. Here's what she had to say.
It is going to be a very, very challenging year, more challenging than last year. And we need someone who really knows what they're doing with the budget. I have my utmost respect to Lainey for her 20 plus years at the city of Sacramento, her work with budgets and negotiations.
I'm curious if the raises that Howard Chan received in the span of 7 years, if that's normal. And we can look to the interim city manager now, Milstein, who has been a longtime city employee, just as Howard Chan was. So how do their salaries compare over the years?
Yes. Yeah, so looking at 2017 data, Milstein started in her role at a base salary of $263,000. Chan, who was selected as city manager in 2017, started with a base salary of $262,000. In 2024, Milstein's base salary increased to $327,000, while Chan's went up to $400,000. Milstein saw a 25% increase from her starting pay, which translates to roughly a 3% increase every year. Chan saw a 52% increase from his starting pay, which translates to between a 7 or 8% increase per year on average. For comparison, the average pay for city staff is around $70,000. This means that last year, Milstein made more than 4 times the average city worker's annual salary, and Chan made roughly 6 times that number. And that's without looking at their total compensation.
Yeah, benefits. You're looking at Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Cap Radio reporters Tony Rodriguez and Gerardo Zavala about a shakeup at Sacramento City Hall surrounding the city manager position. Are there any updates you can share about these allegations that you touched upon, Tony, at the top of our conversation regarding mayoral candidate Dr. Flojean Kofer saying that she received a bribe for keeping Howard Chan on as city manager if she were to become mayor?
Yeah, well, there haven't been any new updates on the bribery allegation from Dr. Kofer. At that time, she claimed she was offered a $4,050 campaign contribution in September last year to support extending Howard Chan's contract if she was elected mayor. She said that after it happened, she went to tell the city attorney and former mayor Daryl Steinberg and reported it to the city attorney Susanna Wood, who reviewed the allegation and found no evidence of city employee or official involvement. So that meant no formal investigation had to be opened. Speaking with Cap Radio, Dr. Kofer said she didn't want to distract people from her campaign efforts. So that's why she decided to wait and share what had happened. Kofer made the claim public without sharing who made the bribe at the city council meeting. She told us that this was out of respect for her family's concern for safety. But that's the same meeting when the council decided to reject his extension.
All right. Well, how did city council members and the new mayor, Kevin McCarty, respond to the allegations that Dr. Cofer made?
Yeah, well, city council members and Mayor Kevin McCarty responded, and it was a mix of concern and criticism. Mayor Kevin McCarty acknowledged that political offers had been made to him by both supporters and opponents of Howard Chan during his campaign. He stated supporters and opponents of the city manager did offer their political support if he made a commitment to either support or oppose his contract. And he says consistent with his 20 years as an elected official, he rejected all of them. And McCarty said after a lengthy closed session with the full council, it became clear to him that the city manager position needed new leadership, and that's what led him to vote against extending Chan's contract. And as for the council members, Lisa Kaplan criticized Cofer for not reporting the alleged bribe immediately. She felt the immediate action should have been Flo Cofer taking it to law enforcement. And former council member Katie Valenzuela also called the allegation serious. She suggested that a formal or criminal investigation should still be warranted.
Okay, well, let's get into that investigation if it were to happen a little bit, because California does have a nonpartisan ethics watchdog, the Fair Political Practices Commission, FPPC, and they oversee campaigns and they pursue violations. Has Dr. Cofer gone to the FPPC?
We asked Dr. Cofer about this, and she signaled that she's still willing to contact the FPPC, but has not made any further attempts to report the alleged bribe.
And we're having this conversation as we are just about 3 weeks into the new year. So much has happened with the city. What comes next? What are you looking out for?
I mean, we'll be paying attention to this city manager topic and continuing to report on all things City Hall and city manager related. So as the new city manager gets hired, I think we'll have a better sense of what's to come.
Tony and Gerardo, thanks for joining us with your reporting.
Thank you for having
us.
Tony Rodriguez and Gerardo Zavala are CAP Radio reporters who have been following the selection of Lainey Milstein as Sacramento's interim city manager following the resignation of Howard Chan, who has since rejoined the city as an assistant city manager. Up next, Monday marks the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz during World War II. We'll talk about a KCRA documentary, Years in the Making, following the story of a Sacramento Holocaust survivor called Always Remember Your Name. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.